Yeah, you'd be going from, you know, dual band to mono band, but that's a consideration. But I understand it kind of was a pretty good radio. Yeah, I put in a bid on one. It's a good deal, and I put in a kind of a low ball bid. I went 50 below the guy's ask, and he came back with $10 off. And I said, you know what? Screw it. So I told Dakota, I texted him, I said, look, I go, he ordered the 75-50 before he decided to pull the plug on the R7. I'll take the 75-50 off his hands, and, you know, that way he doesn't have to worry about wasting money there. And I can live without, because if I'm going to spend that, you know, it's like I'd like to get one. I really would. It's a nice radio. It's got some nice features, especially with noise canceling and whatnot. But, you know, if I'm going to start spending that kind of money, I got other radios I'd like to buy. They're even more expensive. That would be a good portion of the way there.